After a ceremonial ribbon cutting, the Yankee Air Museum's B-17 bomber, the Yankee Lady, performed the inaugural takeoff and landing at the runway. Airport Director Chris Mullen says the runway will help with the continued economic revitalization of the community. After that ceremony, the crowd moved inside for the official closing on the museum's purchase of part of the former bomber plant for its new home. Museum Executive Director Kevin Walsh also announced that when the museum moves into the building, it'll be called the National Museum of Aviation and Technology. He says the new name better describes the museum's mission and status as a national treasure.
We have an obligation as a museum to help kids get excited about STEM careers, and that's reflected in the name in National Museum of Aviation and Technology.
And phase two of the Save the Bomber Plant campaign is underway. Phase one raised the money needed to buy and preserve the building. Phase two aims to raise $5 million to finish the inside of the museum with an eye toward a summer 2017 opening. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.